You're listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, licensed teacher, and energy healer, with more than 12 years experience working with clients and students from all over the world. You'll receive messages that'll show you how to manifest a life you truly love, from empowering personal development to discovering your very own inner magic. The secrets shall be revealed. Here's your life guide to manifesting your soul's purpose in life. So this is just a single guide. This doesn't mean that this is everything that you'll ever need for the rest of your life, because really, you, at the end of the day, are going to make all of the decisions for yourself. But when we receive information from outside sources, we have to ask ourselves, does this align with me or does it not? Does this feel right? Does this resonate? And then we go from there. And so take this as you will, as a guide to manifesting your soul's purpose. So as a psychic, professional psychic medium, and licensed teacher, I've been doing this work for many, many years. And so again, I don't have all the answers, but I do see a commonality among many, many of my clients and students, and they're wondering, and you know, me too as well, what is the purpose of being here? And especially our own unique purpose, right? And so we might not ask this question every single day when we wake up, but there's like this nagging at our soul. There's this calling, there's this urge, there's this feeling of, okay, I feel really good, I feel in the flow. And then some days it's like, oh, I feel really stuck, I feel shitty, I feel blah, I mean, I feel depressed, I don't want to get out of bed. And so there's all these different feelings and fluctuations of emotions. And so, like I always say, that's part of the human experience, right? And so we have to embrace these different emotions and be aware of them and be mindful. Self-awareness is certainly key to a lot of understanding of life. And so when I say soul's purpose, you can look at this in many different ways. You might have a different understanding of the soul's purpose, but different ways that you can look at it and understanding is like your sacred purpose, your true purpose, your life purpose, spiritual purpose, your true interconnection with yourself, and however you want to think of this infinite intelligence of source, God, the universe, your higher self. It's feeling this connection, right? And so the purpose is your reason. What's the reason for being here? We can look at it collectively as a human species, but what I'm focusing here really is more on your personal soul's purpose and manifesting that. So quickly, your soul's purpose and what's coming to me now in this information that I'm receiving is fulfilling what you feel in your heart is your desires. Morally speaking, right? Your desires, your heart's desires, fulfilling this and going after your dreams and what you feel within you, and really having to surpass this fear and get past it, right? Every single one of us experiences fear. There's not a person that doesn't experience fear or a sense of thrill or adrenaline or excitement or apprehension or nervousness or anxiety. You can call it what you will. Essentially, it's all very similar. It's doubt, right? It's doubt. It's not having all of the answers. And so we tend to feel stuck, stalled. We don't know what to do. So your soul's purpose is urging you to follow what you feel within your heart. And this can be scary. Sometimes we don't know what's in our heart, right? So we're like, is it our mind? Is it our heart? Is it our intuition? Is it our higher self? Is it just a message? Is it nothing? Am I making this up? So all these different ways of looking at life. And so sometimes we just have to make a decision and roll with it and see what the outcome is and then go from there. And And I say sometimes, but actually this is very helpful. And then other times you want to think things through. You want to envision, you want to get out a scrapbook, you want to put together visuals, you want to put together your dreams and your ambitions and your goals and have a plan. And so it's more strategic to line things up and, you know, as you want to say, ducks in a row, or, you know, something cliche like that. So putting things together. So you can either roll with it, if that's sort of your drive, or if that's what you feel in the moment, to take an action and go with it and to see what the results are and then move from there. Or you can also or strategize, put together a plan. But oftentimes what happens is when we think too much, we tend to stall, we get stuck. And so we're in this, like, you know, ebb and flow of like, I think I can do it, and then I feel stuck. I think I can do it, and I feel stuck. And so what's happening here is, like, your soul is urging you to do something, and you know that really this is like the most vulnerable that you're going to be, because you know that this is what your soul or your intuition or your purpose or your mission or your intention in life is urging you to do. You know, deep down. And so this is frightening. This is terrifying, because this is going to be the most vulnerable that you can be. But if you have read any of Brené Brown's books, she focuses on vulnerability, and that there's no human that doesn't experience a sense of vulnerability. And it's not just children, but it's as adults as well. And so we need to start talking about this more. And so here we are. And so knowing this and honoring who you are and honoring your feelings. And so this particular podcast episode is all about manifesting. All right. So I just wanted to briefly go over the soul's purpose, but I have tons of other podcasts and blog posts that will help you understand more about discovering your soul's purpose, how you can figure that out. But let's look at manifestation. So maybe you've heard that word a time or two, and knowing what it is, and maybe you don't know what it is, or maybe you kind of know what it is. So from my understanding, manifesting is basically creating what you want, drawing it in, having it in your very own hands. It's attracting or magnetizing or bringing in to your life those things that you wish for and want and desire. It doesn't have to be materialistic. It could be a feeling. It could be an idea. It could be a person. It could be a relationship. And it can also be something materialistic, such as a career or a car or a home or a child, whatever it is. So manifesting is being able to essentially live the life that you want and have the things that you want. It is having those things and creating those things almost out of, like, thin air, right? So magically manifesting, it's like magic, right? And so I have a whole nother podcast episode on magic as well and what that is. So that's manifesting. So here's some manifesting techniques. Earlier, you don't know this, but I was actually interrupted in recording this. So I had to stop and restart, and I got so frustrated, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, I just, like, I want a space where I won't be interrupted when I'm doing my work. And that's one of the things that I want to manifest. And so surely I will one of these days. I know that I will. And as I listen back on this, I'll be like, huh, all right, I already manifested that. And so the point here is that to create a space, an environment where you can create what it is that you want to create. So whether you're an artist, an architect, anything and everything, whatever it is, a designer, a builder, if you need a space to create, which we all essentially do, you'll want to create that space. You want to create a building or an environment, whether that's a shed or a home or an office space or even outdoors somewhere, even a little nook somewhere where you can begin to envision and jot down notes and plan and strategize. So you want to use different tools. So that's another technique as well as manifesting, is using and gathering the tools that you need to create what it is that you want. So even if it comes down to a pen and paper, writing down your wishes and creating what it is that you want that way, but you want to use different tools. And especially if you are an artist of some sort, which I feel like we're all artists in our own ways, or we're all designers, we're all creators, we are here to create. And so we all have our own individual tools. That tool could be a canvas, it could be a book, it could be a pen, it could be scissors, it could be a hammer, it could be connecting with other people, it could be a microphone, it could be an instrument of some sort. So all these different tools, whatever the tool is basically the medium or the middleman or the thing that is going to help you take one form of energy and then convert it into another form of energy. And that's essentially also what manifesting is as well. So you're creating something from your own mind, and then you're utilizing the tools that you have or the tools that you need to create what it is that you want. Sometimes manifestation happens, you know, overnight, literally. Sometimes it takes many, many years. It depends on the timing of the universe or the timing of your dreams or how long something just takes to build or to create. Sometimes things happen magically or miraculously. Another technique rather for manifesting would be daydreaming. All right. Now this is something that you really want to do. I would suppose that you do daydream. Depends on how seriously you take it. You may end up daydreaming and you don't even know that you're daydreaming or visualizing, or you feel like you're kind of zoned out a little bit and so you have things on your mind. And so you want to use this in more of a practical way where you're not just zoning out because, you know, you're thinking of something that's like stressing you out, but yet you're going to use it practically and you're going to start thinking about what it is that you want. And so it all stems from a thought, right? It all stems from an energy, a belief, a feeling, an emotion. Like you're conjuring up these different feelings within you and these beliefs, and then you're taking them and you're creating a thought, or vice versa. It could stem from a thought or an idea that sort of pops in your head, or a notion, and then you create the emotion from that. And so you are going to start daydreaming and visualizing what it is that you want. What is going to also help you in another technique for manifesting is visuals. Okay, so physical visuals right in front of you. So not just in your mind, but you could utilize magazines, or obviously the internet, Google. You can research whatever it is that you want. Pinterest is a huge one. I mean, because it's all visuals, right? And so it's a search engine as well. Pinterest, it's very, very good. I've manifested a ton of different things just by getting inspired. And that would be another technique for manifesting, is getting inspired and believing that your inspirations that you're experiencing are real and true. This is not just some far off fantasy that you're experiencing. This is real. These are your dreams. These are your visions. These are things that your soul is wanting you to do and urging you to do. And then you may have doubts because, oh, I don't know, that's not what I was raised to believe, or, you know, and so you have to go for it, right? And so that would be another technique for manifesting, is just going for it. And that is one of the culprits of not manifesting, is oftentimes we have this deep-seated belief that, usually a subconscious, we might not even realize it's there, but we believe that something is just going to happen, which it does occasionally. Like things just seem to miraculously happen. But most of the time, most often, we must take some form of action. We have to move the energy. It's one thing to have it in your mind and to visualize and to daydream and to use tools and to jot down ideas and to strategize and to research. Those are all part of the manifesting process, but then you have to actually take the action. In other words, move the energy, go from point A to point B, convert that energy, step out of your comfort zone, do something that you know that you're probably scared to do, but is going to move the needle. It's going to get you moving forward. It's going to give you some momentum. And going back to what I was saying before, oftentimes this is where we get stuck because we're like, and we think that we're being productive if we're thinking about it and visualizing, because oftentimes thinking can feel productive. And of course, in a way it is, but it only goes so far. Then we have to take the action and the energy and to move it. And so in order to do this, all different ideas. You can connect with someone, you can write a letter, you can call someone, you can research, you can apply for a position, you can talk to someone, you can just shake someone's hand, smile at someone, write a blog, create a post, start an Instagram, profile. You can talk to the person that you've been wanting to talk to. So all of these different, these are just silly little examples, not really silly, but just examples. So you have to tap into what it is that the actions that you would need to take in order to move the needle, in order to move the manifestation process. Another technique for manifesting off the top of my head and also connecting with spirit is trusting in yourself and the visions and the notions and the callings and these feelings that you're getting. So just trusting them. A lot of times we have doubt, and this doubt stems from also subconscious beliefs or subconscious trauma or things that have happened to us before or protective mechanisms that we've taken on, especially as children, but yet as adults, they don't really help us. And so we think that we can't trust ourselves. And again, sometimes we don't even realize this is what's happening, but there's this sort of doubt. Okay, so doubt, if you're doubting something, that's a good indicator that you're not trusting the process, you're not trusting yourself. But if you trust, and even if you feel like you can't trust yourself, how about something more than you, something that you feel is guiding you? So if you can trust per se, like your angels, or you can trust your spirit guides, or you can trust God or this intelligence or whatever this feeling is, or this idea, if you can trust that, then certainly you can trust yourself, because you know that you're being guided. So I know that takes some work. Trusting might need to take some healing. You might need to reset, reground, speak with someone, talk to a therapist, a counselor, a psychic, all these different resources that you can use, which is also a technique for manifestation, is connecting with other people as well and getting their input and their perspective and allowing yourself to expand your feeling and your knowledge and your experience and your perspective on things, because we only know what we know. And yet when we connect with other people, it might not necessarily mean that they're right or that is right for you, what they're telling you, but it could give you another idea. It could give you a different perspective. It could jog an idea in you. It could give you the inspiration. It could give you the encouragement that you are needing in order to take the next step, in order to have that courage, in order to have that support and that reassurance. And so that's also going to help you get the ball moving as well. A different manifestation technique is just getting out of your comfort zone. So doing something that you know makes you feel a little uncomfortable, but ultimately at the end of the day, you're going to be safe, physically safe, emotionally safe. And yet you're just expanding your circle a little bit. You're expanding yourself out. And what that does, it actually breaks this stagnant energy that is happening. When you break this stagnant energy, which is often feels like stuckness, you just feel stuck. In order to break that stuckness feeling, you need to do something. Again, it goes back to taking action, right? And then trusting yourself. So it's like this big flow of like just doing that. And then, researching different things. So what are you curious about? So it's like you're doing all these things that are sort of like revving up the engine or fueling the system or giving you the energy, recharging the battery. So it's like collecting all these different tidbits, these different sources of energy. You're collecting them and you're utilizing them. You're actually applying them. You're utilizing them rather than just thinking about them, which is, basically like the first step, right? But then you're moving along and you're doing it. So that's another technique for manifesting. So all these different things, and there's no one way. There's no really one order. So I was gonna make this as like a step-by-step life guide, but really it fluctuates. It's different for every different person, and it's kind of different for each scenario and situation as well. So as I was saying before, sometimes it's like, you know, you have this notion to do something, and so you're like, oh, I'm just gonna do it, I'm not gonna think about it, and that in itself is listening to your intuition and to your higher self, is just doing it. And that's also part of your soul's purpose, is like just doing it. And then another way of manifesting is like, okay, instead of just doing it, I'm going to jot down ideas, I'm going to collect my resources that I need, I'm going to strategize, I'm going to talk to people, I'm going to plan everything out, you know, especially when it comes to like a huge project. Obviously that's going to be a little smarter than just going with the flow and like quickly making a decision. But even if you quickly make a decision, you're still getting the energy flowing, and then you can always reassess and redo something if you need to. For example, in my little cottage that I have here in German Village, like I've made some decisions and I thought that they were the right decisions at first, and that's what I felt. Although looking back, I did have some doubt, which that was my intuition telling me not to do that, but I did it anyways. And now I'm looking back and I'm like, man, I wish I would have listened to my intuition. Worst case scenario, I learned, and now I have to wait a little bit longer to readjust what I did and redo what I did. But I know in my heart that, you know, it's gonna take place. Like, I'm gonna be able to have what I want. And honestly, it's giving me like the ambition to do it even more. And I think that once I do this project that I've been wanting to do, especially in my kitchen, I feel like I'm just going to appreciate it so much more. And so that's another thing to recognize, like when it comes to your soul's purpose and manifesting, like I feel, and this is my perspective, but like everything is going to give you some form of learning lesson in some sort. Everything that you've experienced, you can either use it as a tool to learn from, or you can use it as a way to just kind of keep yourself remaining where you are. And thus that, you know, if you remain where you are, maybe you feel satisfied doing that for a while. But as humans, we're naturally like seekers. We want to learn and we want to better ourselves and we want to grow. But if you stay where you are, sometimes that can create like bitterness and again stuckness and resentment and guilt, and like, but it's like moving that and allowing yourself to flow, and instead of like, you know, regurgitating the same information over and over or the same thing over and over, you gotta change something. So another thing that's coming to me is feng shui. So that's just coming to me as well. It's like that might be a new term for you, but my dad has brought this up to me often before, and he has worked for Whole Foods and they use feng shui, and so that's just one prime example. But feng shui is essentially basically looking at the different elements, so earth, air, fire, water, all those different elements, the colors, the space, so looking at how something is set up. So for example, in your home environment, if something doesn't feel right, you know, that's one side of the spectrum. But like, let's say like something is really unhealthy, or it feels extremely stagnant, it feels like drab, it feels like it's bringing you down, it's bringing you depressing thoughts, you know, or it just doesn't feel right, something needs to be changed. And so the idea of feng shui is like getting rid of things or bringing in things that bring you joy, such as Marie Kondo's book that she wrote about like the joy of tidying up. That's really, really important. So when you have this space of like clarity and getting rid of the things that are heavy on either on your heart or just burdensome, or giving yourself that space to create, to make momentum, that's another technique for manifesting, is like, what is it that's holding you back? It doesn't have to be a physical object necessarily. It could just be something that's weighing heavily on your mind. And so shifting that energy, figuring out what it is that you personally need that's going to shift the energy. Essentially, manifesting your soul's purpose is all about energy. That's really what everything is all about, what it all comes down to. And you're changing the energy from one format to another format, or from one space to another space, or from one element to another element, or from one whatever it is to another, whatever it is. It's like you're changing the internet, or the internet, the energy of, interesting that I said internet, so, you know, hold that in your mind as well. But it's like converting this, all right? So whether you're feeling stuck or unsatisfied or fearful or apprehensive or depressed or vulnerable, whatever the feeling is, or whatever the thought is, or whatever the desire is, right? So this desire, in order to change that, you must change the energy. And the energy is all different types of forms. Everything is energy. Your thoughts are energy. Your desk is a form of energy. Your space is energy. Your connection with people is energy. So changing one format to another. So hopefully all of this is making sense. But that's really how you manifest your soul's purpose is, I don't remember what the heck I said, but all those different ways. It's like utilizing all of the resources that you have, utilizing the resources either internally or externally or both. There's no one right way of doing this, but it's about believing in yourself, these notions that you're feeling, these callings that you're getting, this true self, and then being open to developing who you are, to growing, becoming self-aware. Are you truly satisfied with who you are? If you are, that is absolutely wonderful, and that's amazing. Like, but even as a human being, like, we might not always 100% feel truly satisfied. So if there's a bit of unsatisfaction, you can sit with it. You can be okay with it. That's observation. That's observing yourself. That's observing your mind. Or you can change that as well and move forward from there. It's just, it's ultimately just taking the energy and moving it and believing in it and having faith in yourself and this higher consciousness that you're being guided. I know this is a little vague. I will create either a PDF or an ebook or something that goes with this that will help you apply all of this information. It'll give you more specific details as well. But that is it for now. I do hope that this was helpful. If you have any questions, please let me know. Please subscribe. Please share this. And as always, pay attention to your intuition. Take action and then trust the process. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.